Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to this licensing subcommittee this afternoon. My name is Councillor Ray Sutherland. On my right is Councillor Marley Phillips, and on my left is Councillor Angela Loughran. Officers, would you introduce yourselves, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Andrew Bailey, Scrutiny Officer.
I'm Julie Wallace, the Licensing Manager.
Simon Turner, Legal Services Manager.
Thank you very much. The procedure this afternoon is well laid out in front of me, so I can't go wrong. So they say, I'm going to ask Julie Wallace to outline the
man here for me.
The application.
Good afternoon. On the 8th of April 2021, the Council received the premises license application for Bisham Hall, Bellamore Lane, Wolsey Bridge, Stafford. The application was made by Mr. Charles Hanson, Managing Director of Hanson's Auctioneers and Valuers Limited, this way, Pride Park, Derby. There have been 15 relevant representations objecting to the granting of this licence and one letter of support for the application, which is attached in the appendix. There have been no representations from the responsible authorities. However, the Council's Environmental Health Department advised licensing that they've agreed certain conditions with the applicant, which Environmental Health state are sufficient to promote the licensing objective relating to public nuisance, which is also attached in the appendix. The documents relating to the application and all representations are attached in the appendix, and the committee is asked to consider this report and determine whether to grant the licence as applied for.
Thank you very much, Julie. Now the next bit is to ask any person who has submitted a relevant representation to be given the opportunity to present those details. So first of all, can I ask the applicant, Charles Hanson, if you've got any questions?
I think, Chairman, first of all, we just need to find out if there are any persons who've made representations present in the meeting. I wasn't just... It's there to go first, Chairman.
Right, OK. Well, that's all the objectors, isn't it?
I haven't got anyone who...
Are there any objectors present?
Chairman, could you ask people on the bin soon to introduce themselves?
Right. For those people in the meeting room, I think the participants are all listed there. Can you introduce yourselves? Including starting with Mr. Hanson.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Would you like me to say a few words now?
No, just introduce yourself, Mr. Hanson.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Hello, I'm Charles Hanson, manager of Hanson's Auctioneers and owner of Bishton Hall.
Thank you very much. Anyone else who wants? Present, wish to introduce themselves?
Yeah, I'm Lee Ganley. I own Bishton Hall Farm, which is immediately adjacent to Bishton Hall.
Right.
Yeah, my name's Keith Colson and I live at the coach house, which looks directly at Bishton Hall.
I'm sorry, sir, what was your name again?
Colson, Keith Colson.
Colson, right, okay, thank you. Yeah.
And with him is Michael Mosley. We live at Bishton Lodge, again, directly opposite Bishton Hall.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, my name's Claire Reed. I live at Taft Old House, just down the road from Bishton Hall.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, I'm Mark Forrest, and I live in Bishton Lane.
I'm sorry, Mark, what was your surname?
It's Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T.
Forrest, okay, got you, thank you.
Cheers.
Next.
I think that's
anybody else?
All of the people making representations.
Right, so there are five, apart from the applicant who's obviously a supporter. Is Miss Hatfield present?
I don't think she's
present. She's not present. Okay, thank you.
Could I just check, is Mrs. Claire Reeves, is she here? Was it Reeves or Reed?
Reed.
Oh. Reed, R-E-E-D.
And it's, yes. and it's Mrs. Reed, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
yes.
I had Mr. B. Reed on the list, but obviously you'll hear on his behalf, yes.
Okay. So everyone's introduced themselves. I'm going to ask Mr. Hansen to...
have you got any procedure? I think we should start with the people in order as they just... Because you go to the representations first, so... Mr. Ganley, Mr. Colson, Mr. Mosley.
Okay, my apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Those members who are objecting to the application, starting with Mr. Ganley. Mr. Ganley, can you say a few words, please?
Yeah, of course. Look, Mission Hall. And, you know, the community is located in a really rural location, adjacent farmland, livestock, and absolutely the stables, which are literally directly over the road in really close proximity. Music from the proposed application is absolutely going to be intrusive to the surrounding area. We had some events in the summer of 2020, and, you know, they proved hugely noisy. We didn't complain because it's okay if it's a one-off or maybe a couple of events, but actually people are running a business, and therefore if you get success in that business, you are then likely to want to repeat that event. And we had noise in the afternoon running up to the events while they were doing sound checks, etc., and then we had the actual event itself, and really that was louder than the music that we would have played ourselves. And that's not something that you want from your neighbours. So that's the noise. In terms of extra traffic down the lane is a dark lane in the evening. We don't get an awful lot of traffic in the evening, relatively busy in the day, but not in the evening. So actually to have that then, the exodus of people leaving a music venue or leaving a public house, somewhere where they're serving alcohol at those times, is again going to be a noise and a nuisance. The delivery vehicles, etc., the extra traffic on the lane, again, that is something to absolutely be considered. There are signposts out there that said 30 miles an hour, but yeah, I mean, there's not an awful lot that actually controls that 30 miles an hour at all. So it can be quite a dangerous thing out there to actually think that people would then potentially take the choice of not driving and then walking down that dark lane again. I think that's just a danger to human life. That's my objections. Really, it is one on public nuisance and noise-based primarily.
Thank you very much indeed. I've got Mr. Colson next. Mr. Colson, would you like to outline your objection?
Yes, my objections run along the same lines on the public nuisance. As for the noise, I'm a retired person. I've lived here 15 years and it's always been a very peaceful rural area. The noise, which is approximately 200 metres from me, is going to be excessive. And the breadth of the licence that the gentleman's asking for covers so many different events. We have no control or any knowledge of when these noises are going to be. I had heard previously from Amanda and also someone who had attended a meeting when Mr. Hansen was there that these events would be over by 7 o'clock. Something I find very hard to believe, but if that is the case, and Mr. Hansen tells us that, that makes it a little more bearable. But my main objection is to the noise. It'll destroy the tranquility of this peaceful area. And of course, the additional traffic that will run up and down Bishton Lanes is a cause of great concern. There have been accidents there. It's a very sharp and blind turn coming in and out of the premises. So those are my objections to the application.
Thank you very much. Mr. Mosley.
Yes, thank you. So yes, again, very much along the same lines as the last two gentlemen, as I'm sure you'll find with everybody else. I think in addition to that, we have two young children, a six-year-old and a three-year-old, both of which whose bedrooms face directly over the fields to Bishton Hall. Again, the noise, I think rightly assuming, will be going on at past 7 o'clock in the evening if these licences are granted. And that will affect, obviously, my children's sleep patterns. I did put in my email, if anyone's got it in front of them, that I do actually have a recording of the event that happened last summer with some noise on there. And you can see from the video, which the committee is more than welcome to have. I have offered to send it over, but no one's got back to me, just to see just how loud that is. I've also requested decibel readings to be done. And again, we've not heard anything thus far. But that would be on top of the public nuisance. That would be my other issue, young children. And yeah, their requirement to sleep is going to be minimised with the noise that's going to come across the field.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mosley. Do we have the, can we hear the noise, or is it relevant?
Well, Chairman, I don't think we have the capability to play the video. But if Mr. Mosley wants to expand and perhaps give us a description of what the times were, the extent of the disturbance.
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine standing across a field from a festival and that's what you hear. It's as simple as that. I did try and attach it to my email, but I think there must be a firewall for the council's emails. It wouldn't let me attach the document. If any of the committee would like me to send it to them on Skype or there, or a direct email, I'm more than happy to do so.
I don't think they need to make a decision today, sir, so I don't think we're going to be able to do that. But I just encourage you to explain fully what your concerns were about the noise so they can fully understand. But
yeah, it was simply a sound check, but even that was extremely loud. Every single word sound was very audible. And again, that was at half five, six in the evening as a sound check. Anything later than that will keep my children up. There's no two ways about it. It's as simple as that.
It was certainly louder than I would have played my own music.
Oh, absolutely so. I mean, yeah, well, it was very, very audible, as you say, across a 10, 12 acre field. So, it was extremely audible, as if it was my neighbours playing music extremely loud next door if I lived in a flat or a block of apartments.
You would have complained if it was an immediate neighbour, and then, And there was no curse.
Correct, yes. If it had been an immediate neighbour, and again, as I'm sorry, I forget the gentleman's name that lives at the farm, but as you said, because
who's asking the question?
I don't know. Can you just all speak one at a time? Because it's particularly difficult to see who's speaking when you're on the screen, sorry. The chairman will ask you to recap if you think you've missed anything.
Yeah, it would just help.
Just for Mr. Mosley.
It would help the members if... So you didn't interrupt.
Thank you, just hearing from Mr. Mosley.
If you wish to speak, then if you could indicate, I will come to you.
Yes, no, sorry. Yes, so Mr. Mosley again. Yes, so as was said, had it been an immediate neighbour, I would have put a complaint in. But again, at the time, we were told it was a one-off event, which why I didn't complain. But it was extremely audible and it did keep my children awake.
Okay, before I go to Mr. Reid, the gentleman with his hand up. Hand up.
It's a lady.
I beg your pardon, I can't see that well.
Okay, none taken. Hello, good afternoon, everyone. I live on Bishton Lane at Pine Cottage with back to the to Bishton and Bishton Hall. The noise issue is wider than that. We've just coming out of a global pandemic where we've relied on our shift workers, of which there are many shift workers that work for the NHS and emergency organisations that live up and down Bishton Lane. It is not the problem with the hall itself or the events, but if you take those events into the events that happen across the road at the other venue, and you take events that happen around the Bishton area for the loud music overnight or into the evenings, what you could accumulate to is every single weekend being disturbed or every single Friday night being disturbed. there are enough events that go on, for example, Sandon Hall and Cannock Chase, where there are no residential settings around them. The events can take place at those play venues where there are no residents living there. I will plead to you for the shift workers that we live up and down the lane, which there are people that work for the prison service, the police service, schools and health, to consider their shift patterns and to consider the need for them to get their rest. They, like you as local councillors, have bailed a lot of people out over the last 18 months, and I would urge you to respect their need for sleep and rest. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. Mrs. Reid.
Hi, yeah, our objections are similar to the other objections. We also have young children, and we're concerned about the noise in the evenings when they're sleeping, you know, from early evening. I don't know if it's still the case, but when we looked at the application, is it that these events could be happening 7 days a week? But that was also a concern to us.
I think that's really a question you'd ask the applicant rather than the chairman, but okay. You'll hear from the applicant shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Reid. I've got Mr. Forrest next.
Hi, yeah. So yeah, some very, very similar concerns to the other local residents, really. So yeah, certainly the noise. I mean, we our back garden faces onto Bellamore Lane, so we're just kind of a couple of houses down, really, from the hall. So the noise is probably the primary concern. Certainly, with it being potentially any night of the week, and with it being potentially to late into the evening. I think certainly the safety aspect of the additional traffic up and down the lane, particularly if there are going to be an increase in pedestrians, because as we've said, it's a dark lane with tight bends on it, and it's not safe. And any increase in traffic along that lane is really asking for trouble of the evenings. Those would be our primary concerns, and also in addition to that, littering. We know that if there are going to be pedestrians walking along the lane to get to or from, then that would be a concern. We see a lot of litter around the lane, and I know that a number of local residents go out and pick that up. So that would be an additional concern that's probably not been mentioned yet. But other than that, I would agree with all the other residents.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Okay, the next stage is to ask Mr. Hanson if you have any questions.
I'm really sorry to interrupt. I just wondered if it's worth checking if there are any other latecomers to the meeting who have made representations, so we can just catch up with them now. So is there anyone else who've made a representation who wanted to speak at this point?
I was hoping they'd come up like they have on here.
Now that looks like that's okay then, I think, Chairman.
All right, thank you very much. Right, Mr. Hanson, Charles Hanson. Questions to ask of the objectors?
Chairman, I was hoping I could just answer them all one by one in a brief speech I've just put together now, having heard all the objections, to really put the whole context to Bishton to you all listening in now. Is that possible?
I'm going to ask you to make your statement.
Understood. Okay, I understand. I'll do it now.
To ask, Mr. Hanson, it's your chance to ask any of those people who've spoken so far, if you wanted to ask them a question or to clarify anything they've said.
Yes, with pleasure. Thank you, Mr. Ganley, Mr. Colson, Mrs. Jenkinson, Mr. Reid and Mr. Foyce, for your concerns. I fully respect them. I'm a father of two. I live next door to a pub in Derbyshire. I completely understand the need to reduce noise. Ditto, my wife works in the NHS, and it has been a very difficult year, and I respect everything you put to me in the last 10 minutes. Very briefly, my application is very much because we want to have a gin lab. It's not going to be a bar. We're not going to be holding parties or big events. Essentially, as an auctioneer with a pedigree and provenance, I want to promote a family day out, there won't be the large crowds, there won't be this impact, which I think is quite rightly concerning all of you at the moment. If I can take them one by one, noise, we have had minimal complaints. It's not a late license request. And specifically, we've had, you know, the police and highways confirm that the traffic will be okay. Obviously, for our small events and noting, it used to be a school, we have ample parking on site and also use of the adjacent field, which won't affect the residents. Reference and social behaviour, it's not going to be on the scale of Twickenham, nothing like that. Toilets will be on site and there'll be very little capacity to walk to the venue given the location of where we are. We have had a sound report done, and the conclusion of a sound report was that although some of the events may cause a bit of noise, which can be perception, by the time it gets to houses, it's no louder than the trains or large lorries that can go up and down the road. And I think if I just may answer one by one, Mike Mosey, thank you for your concern. Noise management to me is ever so important, together with the complaints procedure. And obviously, events and timings will be within reasonable realms. I know there's a field between you and where we are, so you're not immediately adjacent to the property as such. Mr. and Mrs. Forrest, highways raised no objections. But I think to just reiterate, we want to add culture to Bishan Hall. I'm not a raver. I'm not a party person. I, with the history of Bishan, want to preserve and respect the tranquility of what that site represents, from doing things like Georgian dinners to hosting little gin making lessons. Joseph Banks used to have herbs there before he went on Captain Cook's voyage in the 18th century. We want to very much instill the blend of gin in the gin lab so people can enjoy the experience of culture in Staffordshire. We are not in any way intending or want to do big mass events of what perhaps you are concerned about. I respect history. I love Bishan for what the hamlet is, as a place of great tranquility, and long may that continue. I'm obviously, we have local people in the courtyard, from the tea room to local crafts. And I think to reiterate, my desire for the license is for the gin lab to give something different to Staffordshire, for us to create in the gardens different blends of herbs to really relive the history. And now and again, yes, there might be, for example, an event where we might want a Prosecco bar on site. But certainly, you know, if there were any larger events, from marshals and signage, we spoke to the police and highways. As I say, I think humbly wanting to respect my neighbours and wanting to do something which is going to add value to Staffordshire and see Bishan, you know, live on in its capacity as an auction house for antiques, but also with the courtyard reaffirming its culture locally as well. Finally, I just wanted to...
Mr. Hanson, can I just...
Yes.
The point about this section was for you to have the chance to ask questions of the presentations made by the objectors.
I understand.
And to present your case, which
I'm sorry. Sorry, Chairman. Mr. Mosley, thank you for your concern regarding noise. We will have a noise management programme. There will be a complaints procedure. I note your concerns about the noise. To reiterate, there is a field in between. I have had a sound...
What is your question, Mr. Hanson?
My question to Mr. Mosley is, I suppose in many respects, Mr. Mosley, have you any further concerns to add? And I hope I've been able to answer them for you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hanson. To a certain degree, I mean, based on everything you've just said, the question I would have for you and Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure if this is allowed, is if if what you're saying is a case, why would you then need a license till 11 or 12 o'clock every single night? In terms of your comment regarding the noise across the field, I can assure you it's extremely noisy. I'm not sure where you had the sound test done, but certainly no one ever knocked on my door to ask me to come into my garden and check it. And thirdly, regarding the lorries and the tractors passing down the lane, you are correct, but that is 5 seconds and they're gone a few times a day. It is not an event that will be going on for hours, potentially every single week.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, can I respond to that?
Yes, you can respond, but...
Can I just come in, Chairman? Look, the problem is we have lots of people who've made representations, and so it's really important we stick to the procedure, otherwise it just becomes a completely undisciplined general chat about something with no real procedure. What we're supposed to be doing here is we're asking, Mr. Hansen is asking any questions of clarification of all the people who've spoken already. If he doesn't have a question, that's absolutely fine, and he can just park his speech for a minute until the proper part of the meeting, and then people in turn will ask him questions about what he said. I think if we don't stop now and get back on track where we should be with the procedure, we could just be having a good old chat for hours and no one will really understand or remember what we talked about or what was discussed.
My apologies. I have no questions.
Thank you very much indeed.
And then members
of the committee, have you any questions?
Also, people who made reps.
Angela.
Thank you. I've listened to the five objectors, and I just wondered if any one of you, or more of you, complained about the noise at the events you've talked about. Have you complained to either the owner of Bishton Hall, or did you complain to the police, or did you complain to Stafford Borough Council's Environmental Services?
This is Lee Ganley here. As a good neighbour, and knowing that that was a single event and only moving in at the end of August, I didn't, because that's something that is an occasional event. They didn't have the courtesy to come round and tell us when they were sound checking. They didn't give us an idea of when the event would be concluding. So they weren't particularly good neighbours, but I actually chose to be the better neighbour and not make that complaint. And clearly one of my neighbours has actually recorded it, so I'm really glad they had done, but I wished I had. If that was going to be one of these things, I wished I had, but that's not in my nature.
Okay, can I just make a point regarding the complaint and noise? And that is, of course, the environmental officer of the borough, you could have complained, or at the time, you could have complained to him. Okay, the lady who had her hand up.
Hello, good afternoon. Yes, I only moved in March. However,
Mrs.
Jenkinson, yeah. I only moved in March in the area, having moved recently from just outside Shrubra Hall, where the events were incredibly loud. We did complain on a regular basis when the events were going on there. So I'm moving from the one area where there was lots of events and lots of noise to another area where I would really like there not to be late nights events and lots of noise. So if now I'm living in the area, yes, I most definitely will complain.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
So can I just have clarification, Chairman? None of you actually complained to any of the authorities I have asked about.
Sorry, I don't know if I may speak up, Mr. Mosley again. No, I don't think anyone did. But again, it just so the committee understands this, this was one event last year. We were made aware of it, and we were made aware that it was a one-off. So there was no complaints. What I think we're all complaining about now is the potential for far more events in the future. That's the issue. It wasn't last year. We're just using last year as an example of the noise that was created. But it was understood at that time it was a one-off event. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. No more questions?
No more questions?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask of the films that are planned to be...
We're not asking questions.
Just a verbal statement made representation. Oh, my apologies, I'm in the wrong place. I'm here then, so not the applicant. No, because we're asking questions of the objectors.
No, I think Councillor Lockman has asked questions that I wanted to ask of
you. Okay, thank you very much indeed. Any questions from the officers? We're going to move on to the next set of next point. The applicant or his representatives can present his case. Now, Mr. Hanson, you started to represent your case. Can you continue?
I do apologise for miscommunicating earlier on. So, essentially, Chairman, Committee and objectors, my intentions are to really instill in Bishton Hall the culture of its history and the respect for it, preservation, not any trashy events that might run into early hours or cause any disruption to the tranquility of what is the Valley of the Muses, as noted by Wedgwood when he went to Bishton in 1775. Let me explain. On my purpose of this license request is the application I have for a gin lab in an old classroom, which is going to be open to parties up to 24 in the day to learn how to blend their own gin. We intend to do that by utilizing the garden, refreshing it with plantations in which Joseph Banks did when he lived, when he used to visit John Sneed, who lived there in the 18th century. Essentially, it's not a bar, it is a gin class or a gin lab. But of course, if we did want to do afternoon events, I would like to do things like Georgian dinners to celebrate the history. That's the reason for why we need and request this license, as we have done. We have on-site parking. Clients will know where to park. We're not having big events as such. I think by the objectors you're concerned, it's going to be some sort of all-night public house or music venue. That's certainly not the case, because I own it and I respect it and I respect my neighbours as well. And I really can't wait to meet you all in due course as well and put a name to my face. I did, of course, invite all the objectors to meet with me at Bishton some time ago. I met maybe eight or so, one group came across, and I think when I did meet the ones who came, you were all supportive, then understanding, I think, the miscommunications you've had about my intentions at Bishton. Obviously, from an auction house, which I am, to put the antiques and history back into the interior, I want to see Bishton stay as it is, as a beacon of history in Staffordshire. By that, a tea room, of course, is in the courtyard at Bishton with other small unit dwellers, from a yoga lady to a craft designer and other such local people coming on board as well. And I thrive on good word of mouth and would not want to cause any upset to my neighbours or the county at large. There won't be any large crowds. As I've mentioned already, traffic, highways, had no concerns. There is parking on site for events, and we have got access to the adjacent field as well. I did receive no complaints on that one-off event, which again, I will learn from, and I respect my neighbours in the comments raised on that lack of communication before that was put in place. There'll be security and wardens. I have someone living on site all the time for my own peace of mind with antiques. And with antiques, I want a certain caliber of visitor, not people looking to maybe cause any trouble or not respect the hamlet. With regard to antisocial behaviour, it, as I've mentioned, won't be on the scale of Twickenham. There'll be toilets on site. And there's there's very little capacity to walk to the venue given the location. What will I be doing? I do want to see Bishton breathe a life in Staffordshire. I do want to support the local economy but I want to respect the local economy as well and respect local people. I wish to add culture, not raves. From Georgian dinners, celebrating history, supporting good local causes, maybe it can be the venue for the local Bishton fair, I don't know. Auctions, we hold auctions, of course, we do sell alcohol within the auctions four times a year. The gin school will essentially be operational at weekends and in the week, capacity up to 24 people, and there might be a pop-up bar in the courtyard in the summer and school holidays, again, in the daytime. Certainly, we know from the previous owners, Stafford Northcotes, the venue as a school was busy. People came and went, school buses came and went. It was a thriving school until latterly, and very much with regard to the way forward with regard to traffic and highways, that's all sensible. We only intend to hold perhaps a maximum of 10 weddings a year. It was a venue for weddings. When I purchased Bishton, I wasn't really made aware of any complaints. If I had been made aware of complaints, and in hindsight, I perhaps should have come out to you all and knocked on the door and said, hello, this is what I am, and this is what I'm about. I did invite all objectors to reiterate on the WhatsApp group through a lady to come and meet me at any time. And I say I had 6 to 8 people come along and meet me. How will things run in due course? Obviously, I would like my license to be respected and not to be restricted. I note that Carnby Pools have a license, which is on Bishton Lane, and in some respects, far closer to some of my complaining residents. I really want to engage. I'm a humble man, and I very much want to see Bishton thrive and not be converted into housing, because I love history. And for me, that's what I respect. From local theatre, which Hilary Stafford Northcote used to do as well, to respecting, obviously, what I had from Helga. It's important I deliver Bishton into its next chapter of life and to keep it well for the future. It's a grade 2-star property with a grade 1 garden, and I want people to enjoy it, but to respect it, and to obviously respect my neighbours at the same time as well. There is a comprehensive noise management plan in place as well, which I'm happy to share with you. I'm keen to introduce children to Bishton. We have Oliver, we hope, in an afternoon over the summer. And we want to help society, particularly come out of this pandemic, also respect NHS workers, and likewise, people with small children as a young, old father now, really, myself as well. I thrive on hopefully being able to deliver to Bishton Hall good word of mouth amongst my local neighbours. And I sincerely hope that what I've just said resonates. I respect all of the complainants' points raised. I've gone over them all in detail. Made my notes outside, so I made my notes here, from highways, no objections, to the reasonable realms of events we intend to hold, and of course to what formerly happened at Bishton, the Stafford Northcotes holding weddings, which were quite frequent, but nothing like we'll be doing. Parking will not be an issue, highways are quite happy. If there was ever a larger event, which there won't be in that capacity of what you're concerned about, we very much would have marshals and some support to the network to avoid anything to cause any upset or concern. And I hope that Chairman, Council and Objectors, I hope you can see in me someone who is willing and able to give Bishton Hall a new lease of life and to see it preserved for future generations in its history, in its heart, in its antiques, but also in the culture that I think Bishton is uniquely placed to present to so many people locally across Staffordshire.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Hanson. I'm going to ask the objectors now, if any of the objectors wish to ask a question of the presentation that Mr. Hanson's given. can you let me know by indicating with your hand? And thank you. Now, I can't see your features very well, but I will ask you to, the lady on the right with your hand up, can you introduce yourself before you ask the question?
Hello, thank you. Thank you, Chair. It's Helen Jenkinson. Mr. Hansen, my concern then would lie with, whilst I absolutely hear your passion around what you want to do for the local area, and I thank you very much for bringing culture into my life, although I'm quite happy to have it myself. But just a little point, is there any way that your license cannot be restricted to so it's in keeping with us all, so we can all get on together? I have absolutely no objections at all to indoor events. I've got no objection to you having a gym pole. In fact, I will absolutely partake myself. However, it was just about it's the out of hours, as we call it in the service. It's the out of hours noise and I respect what you're saying about a wedding, but even I've been to some interesting weddings that can be very loud, very late. It's just that balance of give and take that I'm seeking on behalf of myself and my neighbours. And nobody is going to object to a local employer. Nobody's going to object to somebody that wants to bring life into a grade two listed building, etc. And we definitely respect that. But it's about that restriction of licence. Would you not consider that?
Thank you. Ms. Hansen.
Yes, I appreciate that, Ms. Jenkinson. Thank you for those questions. With regard to the restrictions of licence, I suppose for me, if one is holding a Georgian dinner party for local clients and we're serving alcohol, obviously one wouldn't want to be clock watching too late. I think, to reiterate, I have no intentions of having some big noisy weddings, but of course weddings were held in the past, and obviously I think to support and invest in Bishton and to see many repairs required, I do need to look at income and generation to deliver on the finance to make sure the house is firm for the future. I respect what you say. I don't like noise, and obviously I don't really want restrictions, because then I'm clock watching. We might have theatres, small theatre shows, which of course Mrs. Northcote used to hold on the Temple Gardens, which again might run till 10, half past 10. But I think, be rest assured, from the sound check to I think giving more scrutiny to your concerns, we absolutely will abide by neighbourly input to ensure that what we do going forward is fully in respect to our neighbours. And with regard to a restriction on licence, I really would like to say no, because I don't want to restrict what we can do, but I will say no to anything which is going to be intrusive, noisy or disrespectful to neighbours, or in any concern whatsoever, be an ASB or cause any traffic concerns.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? From Mr. Kempters, yes, sir.
Lee Ganley.
You've Sorry? Just
said, it's Lee Ganley. I've just got a quick question for Mr. Hansen. Apart from the licence restriction, how are you going to give those guarantees? You've started that conversation with, I'm a business and therefore I need to sustain that business. So you're going to choose those events that are going to yield the most income and not necessarily the ones that just fund the culture for our location. And two, you then start talking about pop-up bars, which then extend the use already. So you've gone from one thing to the next. So in just you answering one question, you've then highlighted three areas where you can't give any guarantees or control over, unless it is limited by a licensing restriction.
Yes, Mr. Gamley, I appreciate your questions. And again, I'm a father of two, and I absolutely would be in your shoes in those questions to be raised. I think it's all very well me taking a short fix from a business wedding, which might be the real deal and give me more money, but it's very much respecting my neighbours. And I also respect the hall. The hall is, as Bishton is, a place of great respect. It's an education to others to view antiques, to witness a very unaltered attraction. And that's what Bishton is going to really be targeted towards, a certain clientele of people. Yes, if we had the odd wedding, and I suggest no more than 10 a year, they'll be extremely small, respectful affairs, because I'll make sure they are, it's my business. Furthermore, you mentioned the pop-up bar. Again, I think for the courtyard to be sustainable, the pop-up bar, it may be the summer season, will just be that. It'll be a very small thing within the courtyard. It's very much in its own area and capacity, and noise and concern to you will be at a minimum. And of course, you know, to reiterate, the parking on site will alleviate any road concerns. I think I'm not in it for a quick fix. I'm not in to own Bishton and spin it over tomorrow to become some honeypot of income. That's not my style. My business is my antiques, and the sustainability of Bishton Hall, my antiques, is to see the courtyard and the license support the main business at large, which is my antique auctioning business.
Thank you very much. Any other objectors wishing to ask questions? Yes, sir. Gentleman with the
Oh, yeah, it's Mark Forrest. Yeah, really, it's the same comments again, really. But I think, you know, with you know, you start off the conversation with talking about it, you know, it's just the gin parlour, and then you know, before you know it, it's then, and then it's proper bar, and then it's weddings, and then it's performances. I think unless there is some restriction to the hours, then, you know, none of the concerns that I have really been addressed. Without some restriction to either the frequency or the duration, then yeah, I think all the concern, your presentation hasn't really changed those at all for me.
No, and Mr. Forrest, I respect your concerns. I think your complaint was essentially a worry about the traffic and the highways in the main. There would be a management plan in place for any litter, but again, you know, we're not going to be having people outside our boundaries. Again, I think referring to the noise, you know, we have done this sound check. We're not going to be, I do not want for 1 minute to have some, you know, cheap bands playing until 10:30, 10 o'clock. We are a quality outfit wanting to deliver for a quality Hamlet, which merits respect. I note there is obviously, you know, there's other concerns raised, but I'm, you know, quite confident and comfortable that all of your concerns you've raised will not be a concern. I've seen no complaint, you know, from the event we held last year. That was really an event to get a feel of what we can do at Bishton, and, you know, it's something I would not repeat.
Thank you very much.
Just one final comment. I don't think it matters whether it's a cultured event or a non-cultured event. They're noisy. It doesn't matter when things overspill out to the outside, whether it's good, fine gentlemen sitting down having nice Georgian teas, or whether it's a bunch of ravers. Now, the backbeat might be slightly different, but the level of noise is still identical. Going to Royal Ascot is a very noisy affair.
Yeah. Well, Bishton Hall is no Royal Ascot, and certainly I'm no fan of ravers. And I suppose what I mean across Bishton, we've heard the word culture spring up. Simply, Bishton has culture. You know, I know all you do as well. But Bishton Hall is a great place of history, and ravers will not wish to come out to the country and sit in a place of history, because me and them will not get on, and are not my cup of tea, and not my gin drink either. And I sincerely want to alleviate that concern, that I have no intention of any concert or big event which is going to bring in the people who are going to cause any antisocial behaviour disorder or any concern or discomfort in any capacity to my neighbours.
Okay, thanks very much. The lady with the hand up. in the middle of the...
Hello. I'm just trying to unmute there. So I suppose for me, it's about the removal of the choice. So if I wanted to get in my car and go to Sandon Hall, where nobody lives, and watch one of the movies, then it's my choice to do that. I'm a bit of a sitting duck where I am in Bishton. So for whatever event takes place, I'm a bit of a sitting duck. I'd like to see a copy of the noise report, and I'd like to see a copy of the vibration report. We have friends that live at Cannock Chase to say that the event that happens there shakes the plates off the wall. So just for that, some support and guidance around that, that would be really helpful. There is also, and I respect the people you mix with may not be the people that that do attend the raves. However, you will all remember not so many years ago when Shugborough did hold a rave in the middle of the Shugborough front garden, and the litter and cars abandoned and noise was absolutely astronomical. I suppose there are stories of people walking through people's property, people urinating in people's property, and that's the
I'm going to stop you.
That's the answer
the
I need. Thank you.
This session is to ask a question.
So the question is the vibration, the noise, and my freedom of choice.
And your freedom of choice, Mr. Jenkinson, I'm very happy to give you all my mobile number. And whenever you want to give me a call with any concerns forthcoming you're wary of, you call me. I will happily give you the noise report from Vibrations. I'm in control of that volume button, OK? Perfect. You have my mobile number. And if you're not happy, you call me. That's
perfect.
It.
Right.
Sorry, I know I'm taking quite a lot of
air. And can you make sure you ask a question rather than make a statement.
I will, yeah, don't worry. What is there to stop you, Mr. Hanson, if you are falling out of love with Bishton and you do then sell said property with that licence? Where is our control, respect and limitation and culture at that point?
That's a good question. And I said to my wife, if I can't make Bishton work, darling, we'll live there. It'll be a great place to bring up two children. My wife isn't so keen because it's a bit cold and it needs a bit of money being spent on it, but I simply adore the place. I have had people approach me from, you know, boutique hotels to other things like that. I have no desire because I simply, like you all, love Bishton. I do as well and love Bishton Hall. And, you know, I know word of mouth is one thing, but I can safely tell you I would never want to see it become anything indifferent to what I intend to make a success of. That's an auction house, humbly now more online as the market's changed, but supporting local economy, local people, with a courtyard for people to enjoy locally.
Thank you very much. Any of the other objectors wish to ask a question? No? Okay, members.
Yes, I do, please. Yes. Hello?
Who is that?
My name is Keith Colson. I've been trying to ask a question, but I don't seem to have been recognised.
I can't see your hand. But,
well, my hand's been up, but maybe it's for some reason not working. But the question is very simply, it's a very brief question for Mr. Hanson.
Before I start you,
thank you.
I apologise for not recognising that you were holding your hand up.
That's quite all right. I just have one quick question for Mr. Hanson. Mr. Hanson, with regards to the noise report, are you going to be using a decibel instrument so that the decibels are controlled?
We can absolutely do that, and I'm very happy to do that. And I have got notes down here which I can share with you all of the decibel readings, etc., and obviously what is reasonable. But as I say, Mr. Colson, I'd like to meet you at Bishton anytime and have a chat and make sure that we respect that decibel reading and put it well below where it ought to be in your eyes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, thanks very much. No other questions from the objectors? Okay, thank you. Angela, anything?
Yes, if you want the thunder
words to go first.
You
want to go first? Yeah, go on.
I'd like to ask a question of the applicant. How much time do you intend to spend on site from an average weekly basis, and also attending and being on site during any of these events?
Is this for me personally or for my business?
It is.
For me personally, I absolutely, in terms of now, I'm based in Etwall in Derbyshire, about 40 minutes from Bishton. I'm down most Saturday mornings to see the works we're doing in the courtyard, and I have a catch-up meeting at Bishton in the week as well. Certainly, if and when any events, I mean, for example, we hope to, on a weekly scale, have a thing called a cup of tea, a tour and a talk for up to 10 people, which again will happen in the afternoon. That's a sort of thing we're looking to achieve. I will absolutely be on site for any events which might give me any cause to think my neighbours might have a concern. And I'm very happy to, again, share with my neighbours a little newsletter as to what's coming up. So again, we can all see what's forthcoming and to quell any concerns.
Yes, please do.
It appears that you want to look at these outdoor cinema experiences as well, film experiences. Is that something that you're intending to hold in the parking area of Bishton Hall? Is that something that's going to be a drive-in type experience, or is that a large cinematic screen where people are going to sit down and it's going to be on loudspeakers?
I mean, we tried that last year, madam, and I'm not that fussed about having such events at Bishton because it doesn't really sit well for me in having a big screen in the garden. Obviously, when we did the first one and the only one, we tried a screen on the front garden and people drove in. If we did it in the future, there might be a screen halfway down the lawn and people park on the front gravel and then walk down to it. I admit, you know, I in hindsight should have perhaps gone round my neighbours, had a word first and foremost to make sure that sort of my intentions of Bishton were aligned to what their sort of thoughts were, which I think on the back of this meeting, clearly people think I'm some nightclub or a raver. That's never my intention. And I will be on site to watch over these events.
Through you, Chair. Obviously, I can certainly sympathise with the local community, in particular the gentleman who has the two children who live next door.
Yes.
As you can imagine from his perspective, having to listen to a film that he's got no control over when he's got small children or children of any age that may not be suitable for the film that's being played is obviously something that any parent would have concern over, because you can't prevent your children hearing things, but you can within your own family environment. So I'm sure you can understand those concerns as a father that
yes.
They have.
Sorry, I think to reiterate again, the sound test, the decibel test would absolutely be clarified for noise not to carry or to concern that objector to children being kept up because of noise pollution. And to reiterate, being a father next to a pub, I completely understand, having been there myself.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Yes, please. Thank you, Chairman. Excuse me. Mr. Hanson, in your statement about the promoting the licensing objectives, you do in fact say that you will have FIA badge security when required. I wonder if you could explain to me, please, how you will gauge when this will be required.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
Yes. On page 21 of our agenda, under the list of steps that you will take to promote the four licensing objectives, number two, you have said FIA badge security when required. And I'm asking you, can you explain to me how you will gauge when that will be required? You obviously can't decide once an event has started, oh, I'll need to get security there. How are you going to gauge when your security will be required?
Yes, and that's a good question. I appreciate that. The events in the main will be ticketed. If we're doing anything which is for the local community, be it, you know, the village fair in the gardens per annum, for example, we, of course, on any unticketed events where we don't know people or volumes coming through, we would certainly have people marshalling just outside the driveway and on the roadside. And I, you know, I think to reiterate, madam, we just, I don't intend to do big events. I've got no desire to see Bishton spoilt by anything which is going to not maintain its dignity in presentation of what it represents. So yes, perhaps more than 100 people, let's say, unticketed, we would then absolutely have marshals out and about. And we, of course, would open our gate to the adjacent field.
Oops. So what's happened to the screen?
That's okay. Yes. I hope that answers your question, madam.
Well, Chairman, it doesn't really, because you haven't told me how you're going to gauge it. Are you telling me that if you have sold 100 tickets for an event, then you have badge security on hand?
I think, can I come in here? I think the question, Ms. Hanson, is if you were organising an event for the future, how would you gauge that you needed FIA security? And at what stage would they then come in?
We would gauge that sort of security by the type of event we would be holding. I think to reiterate, ticketed would be, you know, I've said 100 people, it might be that if we have more than 50 already booked in, would have that FIA security. But in many respects, I think to reiterate, what I'm looking to do at Bishton is to give value to the courtyard to supplement the investment made at Bishton Hall. So I probably need to just clarify that with you, but I have a man who lives on site all the time, a staff of 7 who work down there, and no matter what the event, we would have our own staff on hand with security as and when required if the event was slightly bigger.
Thank you.
I just have a small question for you, Mr. Hanson. In the report, which is substantial, I read about your intention to have litter picks after major events to ensure that littering is not a problem. How are you going to do this? How will that be organised?
Well, I do it in Etwell in my cell room here. We have a litter picker every weekend who goes around the roundabout in Etwell. Again, Neil, who lives on site together with Matt, will have a team just making sure that post an event, end of the day, my impression of Bishton needs to be first class. And I don't want any litter on any highway, let alone on site. So we'll be making absolutely sure that any litter displaced is removed forthwith the following day, if not the same evening. And end of the day, it's my respect to my neighbours that it's my litter and there will be no litter.
Okay, thanks very much. Thank you. I'm going to move on. Now, you've all presented your cases. Whether it's the applicant or the objectors, would you like now to summarise your case, Mr. Hanson first? Would you like to just summarise, and if you can make it as succinct as possible?
Chairman, I'm also sorry, it should be the objectors who sum up first. Sorry, Chairman.
All right, okay, objectors, yes, I'll do that.
We're at step 8. So it's any representatives, if they want to just give a quick summary of what their concerns were at this point.
There you go. Objectors, if you can summarise any objections that you have, and if you can, be as succinct as you possibly can, it would help. Or do you think you've done it?
Just one final point, really, in that last paragraph.
Not additional points. Summarise what you've already said.
Yeah, there's nothing that I have heard in Mr. Hanson's. There's nothing I've heard in Mr. Hanson's answers to the questions, which have been very eloquent, that have deterred me from wanting to make an objection on the grounds of noise, on the grounds of the lack of control we'll have as neighbours, and the lack of control I think he will have based on the commercial pressures of his operation. In the last paragraph, he mentioned those two words, value and investment. And I think that's absolutely, as a businessman, what we'd expect him to do and what we'd like to protect ourselves from happening.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other objector wishing to make comment?
Is that Mr. Coulson wanting to speak?
I can't see anybody else.
Mr. Coulson, did you want to speak? Sorry, sir. I think he's just trying to unmute you.
Yes. I think I've pretty well said it. And also my son-in-law has had to leave because he's had to go to another meeting. His great concern, of course, is my grandchildren, the noise that will emanate across this field. And it does come across very clearly. That is the one objection that I know he's very concerned about. It's also my objection as well. I mean, Mr. Hanson goes on eloquently about a gin lab and Georgian dinners. They don't seem to be a great problem to me. It's these other events that we don't really have any true idea of how long they're going to last. And that could be very disturbing to all of us, I think. And that's are still my objections. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Mrs. Jenkinson.
Just to finally sum up, Mr. Hanson, on behalf of everybody, it's about having some constriction and a restriction on the licence would be our only plea. And if you would consider this and consider giving it a go for a period of time, then we'd be incredibly grateful and we would look to working together in the future, I'm sure. But the restriction has to be in the noise levels and the hours of running. And I'm sure we could come to some kind of agreement between us. But that does need to be written down in a licence restriction.
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody else? I can't see anybody else's hand up. So I'm going to ask Mr. Hanson to summarise his support of the application. Mr. Hanson.
Thank you. I think just to summarise succinctly, I do not want Bishton, and there will be no large music events. I feel that's the main concern amongst the objectors, and particularly with regard to questions raised. I can tell you that there'll be no large music events of a large scale to cause concern. Value and investment, my father said to me, son, why have you bought Bishton? It needs so much money spending on it. I love it. And to make it work for the future generation, I need to obviously put things in place to make sure it's viable. I am a businessman, but I'm a soft businessman. I adore history and I like Bishton a lot.
Thank you all very much indeed. I'm going to ask Solicitor, I think we can ask the parties to withdraw.
Yeah, Chairman, what happens at this point? We're in a sort of a mixed meeting. Some of us are in the room and the objectors and the applicant are on Zoom. So what we'll do in a minute is we will move the committee into a waiting room, so you won't be able to see their discussions. Once they've hopefully come to a decision, they will then come back into you and notify you of the decision. But you won't be able to see the meeting room just for a few minutes, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, before they come to a decision. And then so you'll see the meeting room go. But we're still here. We'll come back to you.
Thank you.
We'll come back to you. I can promise you that.
Hope so.
thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to pause the recording now.
Okay, thank you for your patience and waiting for us to make a decision, which we have. The decision, the application for the premises license is granted. The reasons being that A, the committee considered the contents of the report, the representations made and the evidence from each person, and considered the statutory guidance and the council statement of licensing policy. And B, the committee noted the terms and negotiated conditions, namely, I'll just get this in the right place. Namely, firstly, the requirement for citing notices to request patrons leaving the premises, car parks and areas quietly. The requirement for a noise management plan that will include reasonable measures to reduce noise impact of licensable activities on nearby residents, residential occupiers. And thirdly, to the requirement for a noise complaints procedure relating to the licensing, licensable activities. C, the committee considered and took into account relevant representations and the evidence in support of the representations. However, the committee was satisfied that the negotiated conditions, which are in the report, will address the concerns raised. D, the committee also noted that in the event of noise nuisance arising from the licensable activities, an application could be made for a review of the premises license and the conditions attached to the premises license. I'll just move this up. And E, the committee was satisfied that the negotiated conditions were appropriate and that they promoted the licensing objectives for the application. Therefore, the application, the premises license, is therefore granted. So that's the decision of the committee. I thank you all for attending this afternoon.
Thank you.
And a written copy of this the reasons for the granting is will be sent out to you. Thank you all very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
The meeting is over. Thank you.
Thank you.